Good afternoon. Today is Monday, October the 29th, 303rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, proud entrepreneur, Eureka citizen, and lumberjack today, Rob Arkley.
Hey, Bri, how are you?
Good. Your hands have healed, but I see the wardrobe is still...
Well, I thought it might be...
Still from the summertime a little bit.
No, are you sure it's not Christmassy? Could be Christmassy.
Oh, well, you know, if I overlooked the bow around your neck... And the little Rudolph nose you have, it probably, yeah, you're right.
You're right.
Got a bunch of stuff to talk about. East-West Rail, we'll get an update there. We got the Marina Center. Haven't heard that one in a while, have you guys? We'll talk about that also and some of the things that are going on the national scene when we come back.
I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Biette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with proud Eureka citizen Rob Arkley. But before we do our quote this afternoon, handwritten online paper.
But it's great.
Okay.
It's by Seneca. It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that things are difficult. Isn't that all about the East-West Rail?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were thinking about New York State.
Yeah, New York State. Where waves dare
tread. Seneca, yeah.
They could fill the... they're talking about the subways getting filled.
Which level?
I don't know.
They've done a little bit.
Well, obviously the bottom.
It's like, yeah. Well, at least it starts there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing is intriguing for me. I've got a number of buddies who have got places on the... and stations and communities on the East Coast. One of the fellows in Chesapeake was saying that it's up, but the only guys that so far have been flooded out are those built on slabs.
Okay. Yeah.
But he said, you know, about 1,300 without service in a community of about 100,000.
Yeah, I have a buddy
who... small little...
Yeah.
But it's supposed to hit tonight, so...
I don't think it's going to be as bad as everybody. We live in such an aftershock from Katrina that there's no benefit in saying it won't be bad. They might as well say it's going to be a disaster, horrific, and say, well, we just got a glancing blow.
Prepare big.
Prepare big. And, you know,
that's not bad.
That's lower risk, and that's probably wise.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, I mean, I'll tell you this. We have a bunch of stuff going in New York and some going in D.C. with one of the agencies. Everything is stopped, and it's stopped tomorrow, too.
Yeah, 2 days or 3 days.
Stock
market's down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the easiest one for everybody to get their hands around on that one.
Yeah.
And the airports.
Boy.
9,000 how would you like to be United today? Was it 6,800 flights?
Yeah.
Were down, and they could have flown today?
Well, they could have.
Well, that's the understanding I've had is that it hasn't hit in a lot of the major areas yet.
Yeah.
I mean, safety, yeah, get it. But whoops.
Yeah. That's not good.
No.
Well,
do you guys have any risk in this one?
Oh, we have.
Other than buddies?
We have an insurance company that insures houses. So, yeah.
On the East Coast?
Around the country.
Okay.
Specifically, there are those on the East Coast. And we have a bunch we're bringing on in 2 weeks that we'll be insuring and miss this storm.
Yeah. how do you hedge that or work those percentages? I mean, it's got to be almost a science figuring all of that stuff out.
It is actuarially determined. And we do charge more for Florida because of the hurricanes. But everywhere else, it pretty well spreads itself out. And it's even an earthquake isn't as disastrous as one would think for residential loss.
Commercial, more significant?
Commercial, we don't do commercial. I think that is really granular, giant losses. And that's pretty bad stuff. So we don't do that.
Yeah, I would think a 100-story building has a little bit more than a 2-story building.
Yeah. And you know, when things break, they break lots of things. And so I don't know how you price. Obviously, companies make a lot of money pricing that risk. I'd rather be in the reinsurance side of that than the direct insurance side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What now in the Midwest with some of the hurricanes and the tornadoes?
You mean tornadoes? Yeah.
Well, both depends. You know, hurricanes are on the sea, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Caribbean.
Further north.
I was doing macro here, but thanks for narrowing it down.
Okay, so you're talking Gulf Coast.
Yeah. How is that different than what we're experiencing with the news at this point, or is it just population centers and media centers making the primary difference?
Frequency. I mean, I think the main thing is frequency that it hits, and this is awfully late. Normally, Cher and I start breathing well around the 1st of October. And this is really, for all intents and purposes, the 1st of November.
Oh, man, you wouldn't be breathing well until next Tuesday anyway.
That's
this year.
Tuesday night.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, you got to run through the finish line.
So, yeah, I was thinking 6 o'clock Alaska time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's 8 o'clock our time, right?
No, it's 1 hour.
Is it? Oh, it's only one?
Yeah. So it's 7 o'clock.
Oh, so much for my
and
reference.
Don't overlook Hawaii.
The power of the islands.
Aren't they 3 hours different than we? Yeah. Or is it two right now? I forget.
That's right. We got daylight savings in the mix, too.
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
All right. We're off to the races.
And then there's Arizona, but they...
But these events are tricky. We had one that didn't even make the news in one of our malls in the Midwest, and we got hit by a 100-mile-an-hour wind, and first night they called and said, looks like we lost our whole roof, that's a big Twinkie, and the water's flying everywhere inside the tenants and this and that, and we went, oh, boy. Turns out, you know, one little machine was blown out, and so it wasn't as bad, but there are events going on all the time.
Yeah, made you glad to be alive. Pitter patter.
Sometimes you just can't. You shake your head. We'd had a meeting scheduled for a month in Washington, and it got canceled. I mean, when do you expect a hurricane in November to cancel a meeting in D.C.?
KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:19.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a 4-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight, Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Time is 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop with Rob Arkley. So, Rob, we got a couple of different things. Quick update on the Marina Center. Anything cooking there?
Not tremendous amounts. We just fixed a bunch of copper wire that was stolen by the homeless out of our pump, which irritated me. And... I want to get rid of the rail cars, and I'm going to go to war to get those done quickly. And, I mean, these...
How do you get those things out of there? Is it a truck or a barge?
Oh, we're just going to cut them up. Either they're going to take them out, or we're going to have...
Break out the Sawzall and the
just
welding.
Sell them to Schnitzer Steel. They'll ship them to China for you. I mean, that's all they're good for is scrap, from what I can tell.
Yeah, melt it down and start over again.
Yeah. The ultimate recycling.
Yeah. But how do they get there? Would it be off the dock and just put it on the barge?
Yeah, you just put a truck and they'd go around. You just truck it down to San Francisco. We've had a lot of scrap coming out of the big building we tore down, and we still have another $100,000 worth of scrap that we're moving over the next few days.
Not a lot of copper out there, huh? You'd have people doing it for you.
Be very careful. Yeah. This stealing copper. I mean, we have a vineyard and used to use copper sprinkler heads. No more. They are all gone. And so this theft of copper is just out of control.
Well, the funny thing is the copper prices have gone down.
Yeah, but they are so used to breaking the law that it's they feel like they've really got a trade or business that they're pretty good at now. So why they're indifferent to price.
One of the things that was with radio stations had an awful lot
attacks.
And if you have over a certain amount, you have to have a letter documenting where you got it from. I don't know what the cap
I don't think
is.
I don't think
apparently it's not Vineyard sprinkler heads can't make it to that point, but if you come in with a some of the dimensions that we use.
Well, we had 1,500 feet stolen out at Fairhaven, which is kind of, you know, 10 grand.
That's big enough.
Yeah, and no one asked for a letter. We never found our copper. How's that? So someone,
you know,
made
that recycling thing?
Yeah. And no telling what they sold it for, probably $100 or $500 or some ridiculous number.
I think it was about $273. I'll show.
She fit really well around our radio station. We were pleasantly surprised.
If you had another 10 feet, it would have done the job.
No, but the Marina Center's coming along slowly. I mean, frankly, it's not my priority right now, given the East-West Rail. I have resources of people, and, you know, you put your resources where the biggest bang for the buck is. So.
Well, I didn't want to talk about the choo-choo until after the break, so we could
get
a little bit of a run at that.
I think the business community is getting better around here. I was quite encouraged to see the new planning director hired.
Yeah, seeing Kevin come back.
Yeah, and I didn't even know he was up for the job. I just knew I was kind of in the anybody but Gerard camp. And so I feel like that's a real positive move for landowners and for the citizens of Humboldt County.
What about with the general plan? Are you, real quick, are you in favor of starting over or working with the effort that's been done so far?
Well, I think it needs to be narrowed in scope. I don't think that's going to happen, so why be for something that's not going to happen? Are they going to get a bang for their buck that they spent on it? Of course not. They wasted a lot of money. Do we need a scaled-back general plan? Yes. Did they get greedy and try to put too many things into it? That's what I understand.
Just too large a document?
Well, geez, they had family planning in the general plan. I mean, that's not a general plan issue. And so it was overreaching, and I'm glad that they are taking a fresh look at it. I'm still very concerned. They're starting with an inherently flawed lot count. And when Kevin Hamblin comes to work, that will be the first thing I sit down and I won't, but one of our people will sit down and say, let's get this lot count done and let's get it right so we know exactly where we are.
Surety would be nice in so many areas.
Certainty is something we don't deal with here. The one thing you have with certainty here is that there are groups ready to fight you on almost anything you choose to do.
Hey, speaking of that, have you heard anything about Richardson's Grove?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a kumbaya and it's moving forward on a fairly expedited basis. I thought the litigation was pretty well done.
Yeah, well, we thought the same thing with Willits, too, and lawsuit on that one.
Well, look, all these things are coming, and whether the enviros want to fight them, that's their choice.
So when they're making the determinations or the community, I know we've had plenty of conversations about trying to jumpstart things and get things going. How indicative are empty storefronts to the economic vitality?
I think they're pretty darn indicative, and things look kind of rugged around here. And we're not going to see a huge retail resurgence until we get some more infrastructure jobs, real life, you know, housing jobs and things like that.
Is there a place for a McGarrigan's or an Arthur Johnson's?
I think there's always a place.
Sorry, newcomers.
I think there's always a place for a specialty retailer who does a good job. Look at the Irish shop. She does a great job. It's high line. Do I think a similar store would do well with what McGarrigan sold? Of course I do. I really think it'd be...
We're just looking at Henderson Center and how vacant it is in so many other places, too. But now we'll continue. KINS, News and Information, Times 3:30.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The research has tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Barkley. Now we're going to talk about the railroad.
Yay!
Still feasible?
Oh, not only is it feasible, it's more feasible now than it has been in quite a while. We have gotten together. It looks like Security National is going to be probably, we've got the community support and the governmental support, and we're probably going to be hiring an investment banker ourselves who will be negotiating. We know who we're going to be negotiating with on the entire project. And so
the easements?
No, we're really doing someone who operates ports and rails of this sort of thing. Think about the biggest one in the world.
Let's see. Now, that would be underwater today.
Yeah, no.
New York?
No. The biggest one in the world is they operate more ports and this sort of thing.
Oh, not the biggest port in the world.
No. And so what they're doing is we're going to be probably giving them an exclusive on the project from our perspective for a year while they do their own studies and try to reverse engineer users. And then the financing is so available, it's almost frightening. It's 40-year financing at 1%.
Really?
Yes. And so it is, the cool thing about it is it'll be done with private money, and it will be something that's eminently doable, and we're hiring people who've done it before and not have to deal with people who are learning on the job. And so
get some efficiencies going.
Well, more than
to this project.
Yeah, more than efficiencies, what we're getting is true expertise. And so we have good contacts with all parties, and so we're pretty excited, and we made the determination that our 300 acres is enough to justify the entire rail. Our 300-acre Fairhaven site is enough to justify the entire rail expenditure.
How different is it, Rob, when you're working within the Coastal Commission and the Corps of Engineers versus the stretch from the main rail line to that point of influence?
I think it's quite a bit different. It's certainly not impossible. In case anyone hasn't looked lately, California's not exactly got a stellar track record of creating jobs. This will create a significant amount of jobs, and we are never going to deal with our budget deficit in the United States to the extent we don't create an ability to export goods. So this will have both a great export as well as import. Will it be a container port? I really think the Canadians have pretty well tied up the container business. They're 3 days to Chicago. We're four and a half. And Oakland's five. So, I mean, Canada's where it's at.
No.
they win.
So what would, other than the opportunity, what kinds of stuff would this allow? We're not cutting that many trees anymore.
Oh, we'll export lumber.
Okay. But not to the magnitude of what historically was on the old line.
I think it'll be bigger than that.
Do you?
I think we saw a lot more lumber now. Maybe I don't know the statistics. I'm speaking when I don't know. But I think our mills are so high production. Certainly it will open a market for the Central Valley mills. And so
bringing it to us to ship overseas.
Right.
Okay.
And then the same thing on import. So, but we're having the people who would be doing the direct investment do their own studies instead of having other people do it. I mean, I guess the Harbor District wants to do its own study, and I don't get that at all. I mean, why? We own the land. We're going to get the rail done through a contract. I don't know if the harbor wants to develop its port. Why don't they let us lead? And then they can see what they can do.
Now, the rail line around the bay out to Samoa.
Yes.
Is that part of this? Obviously, it's got to be there somewhere to get the product out to the Fairhaven site.
Well, it depends how easy.
Or you've got to rail in and then like to Alton and then you truck it the rest of the
way. I don't think you know. No. We're talking about going around Corbell and ending up in Anderson an hour and a half. And so out South Fork Mountain. And so I don't think Alton's a good solution personally, because you have to go through the city of Arcata and you have to go through the city of Eureka. And then you have to go all the way over to Alton. Then you get to build it all the way up a wild and endangered stream. So I don't think that's a great solution. But, you know, that's what we're having our hopefully having our partner determine. And I'm amazed at the visceral opposition some people are giving. But this is a lot of jobs and it's a lot of wealth. You want to see those storefronts filled up, this will do it.
When you say jobs, is this jobs in implementing or is this jobs after the rail line is chugging back and forth?
After. It's the port. The port gets huge. I mean, you're talking about 1,000 jobs.
To the point of economic stability in the county?
Yes. To the point where marijuana will no longer be the major industry.
Yeah, that would be huge.
Independence Day. And so, you know, the project's compelling. It's scalable. Its time has come. It's going to be we're going to turn Humboldt Bay into the first green port in the world. So it's going to have something for everybody.
So why hasn't it happened already?
Because I think the Harbor District wants to study it. Mark Lovelace doesn't want it, and a few of his minority ilk. And you know, everyone was focused going south, and so the one thing people don't like to do is build new infrastructure, and that's what we need.
Little comment about bridges there, too. Not bad. KINS, yeah. News and Information Time. It's 3:43. We'll be back with more from Rob Arkley.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Hagee Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. So your Giants won.
Wasn't that glorious?
That was weird.
No. See.
I mean, just how quickly it all fell into place.
But the thing is that I haven't decided, and I've talked to a lot of committed Giants fans, is were we better than the Tigers objectively, or did we get hot and they got cold? And I've heard both sides of the argument. One thing I will tell you, those guys were monsters. Their pitchers were fast, and their hitters are huge.
That one that went out last night that the Cabrera
hit? What was
hit?
That about?
Like, where are those afterburners? And then they showed the flag.
Boom. he caught a gust, and that thing must have been glorious for him because it was a pop-up.
It certainly appeared that way when you saw the side view of it.
But wasn't that fun? I think they've done a wonderful job putting the team together.
Be interesting if they can keep it together. I mean, it's always the challenge, right?
I think it's really hard now. Yeah. But Sabian seems to know the moves. Posey, I was glad to see him hit that home run because, boy, he'd had a terrible World Series up to that point.
Redemption lives on.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. He looks tired.
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah, exhausted.
You know, considering where he was last year at this time.
Yeah, it is fun. We should be all grateful for how well we're doing and how great the radio station is that carries them.
Not necessarily in that order. The national scene, really quick, I know we've only got about a minute or so. What sense do you see? Is the Libyan situation going to enter into the decision-making process, or is that kind of almost an obfuscation over on the side?
It's just not going...
Just like the hurricane is just kind of something that will...
I think the hurricane unfocus. Has more of a chance to have an impact than does Libya. Romney has affirmatively chosen not to discuss Libya. It was a squishy, ugly issue, and he decided to be presidential.
It's funny. I the one newspaper I'll probably read most religiously is USA Today.
Aren't they great?
It's kind of like mainstream.
Yeah.
I mean, just regular, simple. Yeah, I know it's newspaper on cartoons, but that's okay. Easy to read, simple.
A lot of information in that little paper.
Yeah, and you can play around with it if you want. I found it interesting that they were getting excited about Libya.
Oh, no,
which tells me, okay, then it's a mid-America kind of thing. It's not just one side or the other.
Bryce, so many people have voted. So many, the get-out-to-vote machine is so dramatic that it's been a rolling story that hasn't been paid attention to. In the unlikely, and I think it's a very unlikely event, Obama's reelected, it'll be a mess for him. That will be a big-time problem. But I just see it trending away from him pretty dramatically. And it's part of the fabric of dishonesty. That's my reaction.
Well, you know what my reaction is?
What?
Bye-bye.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for coming by.
All right.
We've been Talking Shop with Rob Barkley. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.